This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence announced in Ankara that Turkey has agreed to a 120-hour ceasefire in its assault on Kurdish fighters in northern Syria. He said the pause in Turkey's week-long offensive will give Kurdish YPG fighters a window to leave the 32-kilometer-wide buffer zone just south of the Turkish border with Syria. More from VOA's Cindy Singh.
Pence said that this would save countless lives. But Republican Senator Mitt Romney condemned the deal on the Senate floor, saying it formalizes the U.S. abandoning its Kurdish allies who helped to defeat Islamic State terrorists.
Was there no chance for diplomacy? Are we so weak and so inept diplomatically that Turkey forced the hand of the United States of America? Turkey?
Washington. The former U.S. Special Presidential Envoy for the Coalition to Defeat ISIS, Brett McGurk, resigned in protest last December over Trump's decision to withdraw U.S. troops from Syria. Cindy Sain, VOA News, Washington.
And while in Texas, for a campaign rally, President Trump talked about the ceasefire agreement and called it an incredible outcome and something they've been trying to get for 10 years. Congressional Democrats continue to criticize the Trump administration, this time for the announcement that next year's Group of Seven Leaders Summit will be held at one of U.S. President Trump's properties in the state of Florida. One of the leading Democratic presidential candidates, Senator Elizabeth Warren, said this is corruption, plain and simple. Other leading Democrats have made similar statements. Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney defended the site selection process from immediate criticism that Mr. Trump will personally benefit from hosting the major event at one of his resorts. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA.